Welcome back to the show. How are you? Good?
Nervous, because when I'm nervous, I hold on to the pole.
I actually do that all the time.
Yeah. Hang on, because you don't know what's going to happen.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Do you know what?
What?
I've spent my time gathering some more bargains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought people that turn up for the show,
they're
looking for value.
Right.
Relatively cheap. Because they're cheapskates.
And
I love a deal.
Okay. Yeah. When you said there's a show budget for buying stuff.
Yeah.
I might have misunderstood what you meant.
Well, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Basically, try not to spend too much. We can make more shows.
Yeah. See, when you said roughly about £100 show,
yeah.
I thought you meant per product.
That would be ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous. Now I say it out loud, it does sound ridiculous.
Yeah, because you
no one's paying for this
one product in a show. I need the budget to stretch, but fortunately, I've found some bargains.
Well, I've not. I've spent a lot of money.
Oh dear. So far, the whole idea is not going very well.
It is cool though.
No, I can see why you think it's cool.
It's cool because that's not my money.
Yeah.
But they'll find it cool because it's cool to look at.
Do you know, there's some decent stuff, AJ.
Yes.
I haven't quite mastered 5 products in the budget.
So for top 5 gadgets so far, this is the 3rd show we've recorded.
Yeah.
And it's 4 each time.
I'm going to work at 5.
Yeah, okay.
I am going to work at it.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is maybe something that's brand new, like one of those Kickstarter type things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you've got a real mix.
And
here's
that way,
something that's coming.
You don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
Because you're just talking about it. Well, show it.
You can buy it. You can
buy it.
Yeah, you can go, look, I like this that much. I'm going to commit to the Kickstarter. And do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm cheap.
Yeah,
You get a bargain if you jump in on the Kickstarter.
And it makes the show cheaper to make as well. Because you are a cheapskate, so...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's happy. Gene-in accounts is going to be over the moon.
One less product to buy.
So, I don't know, maybe it will take off, but for the moment, I've got 4. But the idea is, over time, we're looking for the best 5 gadgets of all time.
Have you settled on any for your list so far? Is it all positions still open?
Do you know what? All positions are always all open in my mind.
Okay.
But at any one time, if you said, what's your top 5 today?
Yeah.
Then I've got that list.
What about the Olight stabby stab torch?
You can put a window through with it.
Yeah.
Bad driving, smash. I'm out of here.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant like road rage. Bad driving, smash.
No. Also, I've got multi-tools that will cut a seatbelt.
Yes.
So
wow,
okay. You can keep all your daily carries for bad driving.
You've also got...
Seatbelt, cut. Smash window.
We've also got a multi-tool that will hold your AirTag, which I thought was particularly overpriced nonsense.
Look, I come up with all of the magic for this show. So AirTag, you want to keep it safe? How about a robust case? It's going to cost twice as much as the AirTag to keep it safe.
Yeah, but you get some tools with it.
Multi-tools.
Why not?
So do you know what? Maybe it will be a huge success, but I'll keep searching. Because I'm in the pursuit of discovery of gadgets of the greatest standard of all time ever.
You could have just said,
thank you,
the top 5 gadgets. Rather than that long, I'm in pursuit of the top 5 gadgets.
Yeah.
You decided to add loads of adjectives to essentially the same thing.
Right. You know, you're right.
All right. Okay.
And that's why you're here. You keep me on track.
Yeah. Spend your money.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm here just for the spending part.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Oh, and I look down here and I think, that doesn't look cheap. So the first item on the table is going to throw the budget.
But it does look cool.
It does.
Do you want me to tell you all about it?
I do.
Okay, we'll do the first one then.
Tell me what it is. Tell me all about it.
What I've spent all of your money on for this show.
I'll do, you know, like Paul Daniels and... Demi McGee.
Yeah, Paul McDaniels.
Paul McDaniels.
Yeah, yeah.
I put in like a Scottish muck there.
Yeah. Paul McDaniels.
I'll do the hands like, ooh, look at this.
Yeah, if you could provide the finger action.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, just don't move it.
Right.
Just leave it there.
I'll be honest.
Because it's incredibly hard to show on camera.
When you set this up, I had a little play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I pressed some buttons. It made a sound. Do you mind if I do that while you do your
bit? Please do that.
Okay. Try to be professional and don't let me put you off.
Okay. Well, you're doing a bad job already.
Okay, go.
Okay, Pete, I'm introducing to you the Adventurous Simulation Nixie Tube RGB Clock. Oh, yes. This is a thing of modern analog beauty. You made me show my notes then.
Can I press the buttons?
You can press all the buttons.
Right, here
just,
I go.
Just the only... Press them all apart from all the ones that don't say mode. That's the mode button. Look at that changing. Ooh. Okay. This is a Nixie Tube styled RGB clock for your desk. And it also has a charging point on the back as well. Double value. This really is one of my favorite desk gadgets we've found so far. Available in three styles. You've got black, white, and wood. Stands 3 inches high and 10 inches long with a depth just shy of 3 inches. The Nixie Tube comes with a USB cable and a manual. On the back of it, you'll find a USB power output for powering other devices up to 5 volts. You have 12 and 24 hour mode. It is really easy to set with just the buttons on the front. No other devices need it. You can manually adjust the colors. And more importantly, as Pete is showing with his beautiful finger action, the 9 display modes like lightning, rainbow, gradient, breath, flow, and timer. Basically, you're just different ways of showing the time, depending on what you like. Maybe you're one of those psychopaths and like the lightning mode where it clicks every time, it changes every second. Or maybe you just want just blue, which I think is particularly nice, or the full RGB breathing. The Adventurous Simulation Nixie Tube Clock comes with a 1-year warranty and has a recommended retail price of £70. But on the link below, we have found it for just £55, meaning I've spent more of Pete's money than I needed to.
No surprises there. Do you know what I really liked about that is as I scrolled through those programmed modes, I found quite a noisy one.
Oh, please. Is it mode 1? Lightning?
You're going to have to, tap through, and it'll just show itself to you with...
Firstly, that's psychopathic. Who would have the time doing that?
That is crazy.
Every second.
So you get a glance and it does it again. You get a glance. Oh, now I've got to wait.
Every second.
And each time, it's chaotic, isn't it? But it's great fun. There you go. Look at that.
And that changes every second as well. That's remarkable.
Let me bring it up to the main camera because I think everyone needs to hear this.
That would drive you nuts. I'm going to be honest. That would drive you insane.
I just want you to imagine now, this is your bedside clock.
You would never get to sleep. Or maybe you're one of those people that like that kind of ASMR white noise thing. Maybe you could sleep with that.
But when you wake, all you want to do is break things.
I personally am a fan of this just straight up like light blue mode. I know that's kind of dull for an RGB clock.
It's very tame.
But I just think, I love how bright it is and just kind of like, it looks like a Nixie Tube, like the original Nixie Tubes do. It's just straight up one colour light through bulbs.
I hear you. Look, for a desk tidy, as you were saying, you've got that charge port on the back.
It's pretty cool.
That means less cables out on show.
Yeah.
If you've got like a proper man cave desk setup, hide your wire from this. Now, just kind of reveal behind the scenes, we're actually running a battery bank to operate it here. Could have plugged it in, but we're not. And off a battery bank, it's running great. It's got its own internal battery, you were saying, so it stores the time should you disconnect it. Or a power outage.
Yes, maybe a power outage.
And then you've got that charge port, so maybe you want to plug your phone in on the desk and charge it.
Be fine. It'll be a slow charge. It's only a 5-volt because it's USB. But that means you can power off a battery bank if you want as well because it's such a low output. You could actually, because it's 5 volts, you could power it off the USB from your computer as well.
Oh, wow.
So it could be actually
proper
quite cool.
Minimal cables.
Yeah, it's a very low voltage like little device. It is just powering like a tiny LED for each one of these slides that it goes through. And one thing that doesn't convey particularly well on camera is that it's three-dimensional. So each number that it shows is a different depth. So as these seconds click through, they're actually moving further and further back in the tube, which is quite cool.
Do you reckon you could pick that up on camera? If I was to show it like this, you can see it kind of, there's the front card and it goes back through the cards.
Yeah.
And right at the back, you've obviously got 9 and then it flips to the front one again.
So it's kind of like it's constantly got this feeling of a kind of breathing, of movement going on. I really love like the original Nixie Tube stuff. Even like the old Edison-style bulbs that we've got behind us. I love that old analog electric feel to things.
Well, from a nerdy point of view, just timepieces that do it better.
Yeah.
So you could just have a clock.
Yeah.
But when you go to fully automatic, you go, that there is some craftsmanship. When you get into this type of thing, you're going, look, there was loads of simple ways that you could have done this. But I appreciate just how nerdy it is.
Yeah.
The fact that it kind of scrolls through the time. And with all those different modes, look, visually, there's something exciting. So if it's a color LED setup that you've got going on in your man cave, bang, done.
I mean, I'm guessing that's the one you would choose, that mode.
All of the color.
All the color, and it's breathing through the colors as well, so it's constantly alive. I do love really geeky stuff for your desk. Just got this real thing for it. And that would be, well, the fact that I've used your money to buy it as well, it's going to be perfect in my office.
I mean, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the video part of this goes,
yes,
it feels quite minimal.
Right.
For your lifetime of enjoyment.
Oh, you mean,
so I get,
this is like 5 minutes of talking.
Yeah.
But, and you get the £80 of pain.
Yeah.
What did I say? I spent £70. £70, sorry.
Right.
We get them the ability to buy it for 55.
Oh, right.
I get a lifetime of enjoyment from my new RGB Nixie Tube clock.
Not sure it worked out very well for me.
No. Well, you get the warm feeling knowing that I'm happy.
It's not really balancing out.
Doesn't do it for you?
No. Oh. I've enjoyed looking at it.
Okay.
Like I say, you can lose time.
Just staring at it.
Yeah, just from that nerdy aspect of watching it go through its motions.
Absolutely true. You definitely can.
Really cool. Look, there's tons of these types of things. I've seen them all over like TikTok. It's a very hip thing to be doing. So I'm glad you brought it
along.
You're
down with the kids. Are you on TikTok?
I've watched the TikToks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The TikTokers, I guess they're called, the people.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? I'm a TikToker.
TikToker?
I guess, is that the name?
I don't know. What would you be called if you're on there? Because you're a man of an older persuasion. Would you be like a TikToker? TikToker?
I'd be an OG.
The TikTokers.
OGTT. Call me. I just don't want to do the whole name.
Follow me. Tech Talkers. Tech?
Oh, what a profile name.
Talkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks. Yeah, it took a while to sink in.
Yeah. It's probably the high point of the video.
You reckon?
Yeah.
That was the high point.
I'd round it off there.
Okay.
Just before it crashes.
Right, so we've reached the peak.
Yeah.
And now the plateau is, yeah, it's really cool. Go and buy it.
If you want to, there's a link below. I mean, that was good.
It was.
But I've got an EDC.
Oh.
That will impress you.
I do like an EDC. Do I get to keep it?
Well, let me get to that bit.
Okay.
This is the slice knife. The EDC carry that will slice everything but you.
Oh, he's even got the slogans down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
show
drop
me
down and take a look, AJ. So this everyday carry is a portable pocket knife with a difference. As I said, it's designed to cut everything but you, and that's due to the ceramic blade technology. It will ultimately cut you if you do try hard enough, but with Slice Knife, it's got a nanotechnology that means it's slice resistant to your skin. So you can gently glide it across if you wanted to, just a That's it. Just test it out there. But you can see it doesn't slice open, but it's as effective as like a Stanley blade. Now, it boasts 11 times longer lasting longevity compared to a steel blade. And it is just 7.6 centimeters long. This pocket tool also has a lanyard hole. It feels great in hand. And it's made from high-grade, heat-treated stainless steel. Pressing on the lockable button, it reveals a 10mm ceramic blade that is suitable for the left or right-handed, as it's a two-handed open and close technique there. That's it. Nicely demonstrated. If you've got any of the other slice knives, you'll know that this takes the 10-404 replaceable blades. So you can always check them out on their website. There's refillable blades that you can get for this. Nice and easy. It's safe to touch, but you can still cut yourself. And this device here has an RRP of £19. But I have linked this one below, and I found it currently available at £16.
Really? Okay, so I've used a fair amount of slice products before, the ceramic blade ones.
Yeah,
we get box cutting. We get a lot of packages here at the studio for the various videos we film, and opening a lot of boxes all the time. So I use the ceramic blades constantly.
As effective as what's known as a Stanley blade, a
stainless steel knife.
Yeah.
Definitely as effective, but they don't rust, which is huge. That's the first thing. They don't rust. Anyone who's ever had a Stanley blade or a razor blade style box cutter, they'll know that once they've opened the blade and exposed it to any kind of moisture, cardboard, glue, they start to corrode really quickly. Leave your blade out inside and you'll notice it will just go rusty, or go dull. These really do last. They say 10 times longer. I don't know the exact length.
11 times longer compared to what a steel blade.
Whatever the actual amount of time is, but they definitely last longer. The thing that really surprises me is how effective ceramic is at cutting.
Ridiculously.
Yeah, it is so kind on your fingers.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they've really tapped a market there. I love what Slice are doing. So look, they've gone for workplace safety.
Yeah.
We know that everyone's got a Dave they have to work with.
Dave.
Oh, there he is. Dangerous Dave.
Yeah.
What's he up to now?
He's licking the knife.
No,
again.
No, don't give Dave a Stanley knife. He can't be trusted.
Oh, but I like to cut.
Okay, have a slice.
I cut with it?
And the first thing he goes to do is check how sharp the blade is. Like, why would you do that?
It's the first thing I did. I'll be honest. Am I the Dave?
Oh, dear.
Are you talking about me?
In this scenario, yes.
I'm the Dave, aren't I?
So yeah, it's one of those things. Everyone goes to check how sharp a knife is by rubbing it on their skin. Obviously, if you do that, do it sideways. Don't be ridiculous. But with slice knife, I don't know how. I don't understand the science. But nanotechnology means that the way that the blade cuts, it doesn't have to be sharpened to the extent that a steel blade does.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't feel, you know, I always test the knife sharpness by running against my, the fingerprints.
Yeah.
It's sharp, but not like razor blade sharp. So I can run it across my hands.
But put it against cardboard, bang, straight through.
You do have to apply a little bit more pressure than you ordinarily would.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. But once you get used to that, it's incredible.
This one is a two-handed open-close technique. So it's got a switch there that you just pull pressure on and that pulls the blade out, and then you can click it into a lock position.
Yep.
And then the lock here that you just press down and fold it away. However, if you're cool like me.
Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm super cool because watch this.
That's the kind of thing a Dave would do.
No, Dave wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay.
That's the single-handed technique.
Would Dave be able to do it?
More pressure, more speed, more passion.
I'm Dave, aren't I?
More energy.
I'm the Dave.
Just that you can. Nearly. You didn't hit the lock position. Yeah, no, you've got to do it in one hit.
Oh, okay.
If you want to be super cool, just.
I'm the Dave.
Flick. Oh, nearly not in the lock position. More power.
More passion.
Yeah.
More footwork.
More footwork. I mean, you're letting yourself down.
I think I'm the Dave.
Look, Slice Knife.
This is made for me.
A huge range. There's a bigger version of this, a more commercial this aimed
specifically
version.
Is the EDC folding knife.
Yep.
That's what they're calling this. What I will say is it's teeny tiny, which is always a great thing for something you need to have on you an everyday carry.
Pocketable.
It looks nice, but also its build quality is incredible.
Yeah.
It genuinely feels like a really premium product.
There's not a Slice product I'm not into,
yeah.
If I'm honest.
Yeah.
They've all got different pros and cons for different jobs. But this is like a coin pocket sort of carry.
Yeah.
Wins.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's got that little keyring hole so you can whack it onto a keychain.
You could definitely put that on a keychain without any issues. You can put it on a lanyard. They say that's a lanyard hoop. So I guess if you're in a factory style setting and you're cutting all the time,
yeah,
you probably want it on your lanyard. But I can't ever imagine a scenario where I'm walking around with a knife on my lanyard.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Is that prison rules?
I'm not a lanyard kind of person.
Is that why you're wearing that jacket?
Prison?
Yeah.
What?
Is that why you've brought in a knife? You're going to shiv me with it?
Oh, my goodness. What's this?
Is that what's happening here?
I love it. And look at the colours. Like they do that really well, that kind of pop contrast.
Yeah, it's really cool.
They're super easy to change over. So they are 11 times longer lasting. So they quote with Slice. It's one of those things. Who really keeps track on that? You pinch there on the side. That releases the blade. You've got dual-sided, just like you would have with your traditional metal cutting blades. And then you press it again. That's it. Slide it in. You've got about 10 millimeters revealed there at any one time. And it's a fixed position as well.
Yeah. Like I say, it's not this one that I've been using, but I have used another Slice cutting box cutter for over a year now on the same blade. And I'm cutting literally boxes come every day here that we cut with them.
Yeah.
And when I compare it to the state of the steel blade on my multi-tool knife, the knife's incredibly better off. Like, I need to resharpen that.
I love the fact
I don't with the same blade.
They also have those traditional styled blades that are recognised in the UK as Stanleys.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone that's kind of stuck in their lane, there's a swap over device.
Yeah. But
since you originally introduced me to them, I've been hooked. I think they're a great everyday carry.
What did you say the RRP was on this?
So it's like 19.
Such good value.
I found a link that I've shared below the video, 16.
16?
So for me, that's a great point to jump in.
Normally, I want to like jive you for finding really cheap stuff, but that's genuinely really good value.
It's great value. I haven't got a £2 product.
No.
For this type of quality, you can't match it. If you want that ceramic technology, if you want metal chassis as well, you know, so you've got a lot going on there. And check out the orange.
I love that bit.
Punctuation.
Great product. I'm definitely putting this in my pocket and taking it home with me. Thanks.
It's genuinely the swap over point that I get excited about.
What swap over point?
There's a pleasure pain that happens here.
Oh, okay.
We go over to you.
Yes.
And I say, and what have you got to show me?
You'll be.
And then that's the pleasure bit, because I enjoy what you show me.
Okay.
The pain is,
yeah,
how much has this cost?
Well, I spent pretty much all of my £100, £70 on the first thing, on the Nixie tube clock.
Yeah.
So now I've got something that's a bit more affordable, but nonetheless, this bridges the gap between your EDC world,
right,
and my slightly techie world. It bridges it. Like when two
become one?
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. It, you know.
Brings it together.
Yeah, brings them together.
Okay.
Yeah. It's from Lever Gear, and this is the cable kit.
I'm excited about it. Can I do the little twiddly bits and talk about it with
I want you to finger it.
Yeah.
And while you finger it, I'm going to please their ears.
Okay. Let's go.
This is the cable kit from Lever Gear. This is more than just a cable. This ends all those cable dramas by having them all on you in an everyday carry. Yes, the perfect crossover between EDCs and tech. This is a keyring that stores all of your cable connections that you'll ever want. You have the rugged carry case that it comes in with a pocket clip offering a second carryable option there. Inside, it has a hidden SIM card or micro SD card storage. There is a SIM card removal tool. You find a hoop for the lanyard or your keyrings if you want to put it on those. There is a USB or charging data connector, a secondary adapter, and of course that SIM ejection tool. You have the main cable, which is USB to USB-C, iPhone and micro USB. They come with various options from Lever Gear as to what adapters you'll have inside that you can attach to that main cable. You've got iPhone to micro USB, iPhone to USB-C, USB-C to micro USB, micro USB to iPhone, USB-C to iPhone, and micro USB to USB-C. The point being that this is a multi-adapter USB cable connector. So you have all the connections you could ever use on you all the time, because let's face it, it is the most frustrating thing in the world when you want to charge something up and you don't have the right connection on you. So now you do every day in an everyday carry. Because it's from Lever Gear, firstly, we know it's a brand that we can absolutely trust for their build quality, and they back that up with a lifetime warranty. This has an RRP of just £18, but the prices do fluctuate a little bit. For the link to the very best price available right now, that will be linked below this video. And that is the cable kit, the perfect crossover between EDC and tech world.
So you bought the USB, is that called an A?
That's a USB-A, the big one.
Right, to a Lightning.
Yes, iPhone Lightning,
and
yes.
And then you've got a USB-C connection.
Yes.
I guess that's a C.
That's a C.
And
got that hard to hold.
And a micro.
Yes.
Okay. I clip them on and I'm ready to go.
Yes. See, literally on you all the time, you have the cable connections that you'll need. And like I say, there's various loads of different options you can have for your main cable and the different connectors that will come with it.
So in the back there, I've got that
SIM card removal tool.
SIM card removal tool.
And you can hide a little SIM card or micro SD card inside there.
Right down there.
Yeah.
So basically, this is like a phone nerd's tool. So do you remember those people that used to have the belt clips with their mobile phone in?
Yeah.
On the belt buckle?
Yes. Okay. So it is a phone nerd's tool because it's got the SIM card removal tool. But I see you out on a road trip. Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't have the cable you need to charge your phone up.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. The phone nerd
has
one, but I'm not going to lend it to you because you called me a nerd.
Hi, phone nerd.
If
you want to get to your destination, hand it over.
Oh, you're driving?
Yeah. Simple trade.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, get out of my car pass me the...
Okay. But how many times have you been out and about, maybe with the kids, maybe you've gone out camping or whatever, and you needed to charge something from your power bank, but you've not had the right specific connection for that device that you're looking for.
I see what you've done.
Maybe an iPhone, maybe it's USB, micro USB, whatever it is.
It's really smart, but let's face it, Lever Gear, they do the nerd world a huge solid.
Yes.
I didn't realise that they'd gone from those kind of credit card multi-tools.
Yeah.
Into the cable organization world. And I like it.
I just think of this as you wouldn't have a second thought on carrying a multi-tool with you, but so many of our devices now are electronic and need to be charged on the go.
Yeah.
So why not have the same attitude towards connecting cables together?
Couple that with a battery bank and boom.
You can charge, if you had a battery bank and you had this, you'll be able to charge any device that you own. For guarantee, every single device.
Just to be fair, the choices you've made are pretty smart. However, there's a USB C and a USB-C and a micro.
Yes.
I kind of think that one there, getting the C.
Right.
And there you go. You've got it. So when you went for the optional extras, maybe you didn't need the extra micro USB-C. And you should have gone for something else. But then I think about it again and I go, well, hang on, you've got a Lightning cable.
Yes.
So that's the iPhone.
Yep.
Micro USB. That's pretty much most things of older gadgets.
Yeah, if it's over 5 years old, it's micro USB for certain.
USB-C, that's all of the Android world, isn't it? And pretty much all the modern gadgets.
Every modern gadget, including the newest iPhones.
And all vape devices, they're all USB-C.
And the newest iPhones, every iPhone from now on.
What has gone to that?
Keep up, yep.
Now I really feel like I've missed something.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. I definitely followed things like iPhones far more closely than what I have of late. So is the current iPhone a USB-C?
Yes.
Whoa, mind blown.
I know.
So this is almost essential for anyone that's currently rocking an iPhone that goes out and buys a new one and goes, oh, great, all of those expensive cables. And
that's true, yeah.
And those plugs that I've upgraded.
Yeah, the point being is that if you're in your family setup or amongst your friends, it's very unlikely all of you are going to have the same connector on your devices. Even though we call them universal connections, USB, it's very unlikely you all have the same. Some people might have a torch that needs a micro USB. One person's got a new iPhone that needs USB-C. You've got an older iPhone that needs the Lightning. You all need different things. And with this, you'll be able to cater for them all in one little everyday carry. I think that's really cool.
I love how organized that is. And then you just need to make sure that the spare part, I mean, you've got two of the optionals.
I've got extra spares.
Okay.
It doesn't
come
with
that. So you just need
many.
To make sure it has your favorite one. So you've got Lightning for your iPhone.
Yeah.
That was your choice in device. But from Lever Gear, you can pick up whichever preferred format.
Yeah.
And then
put that spare inside it.
Have your second carry.
Yep.
As the other device that you're familiar with. And maybe it's a vape, USB-C.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a torch. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
something
it's
older.
A nightlight.
Micro.
Yes.
Smart. I see what you did there. I like it. And can I get a better deal than what you did?
You can if you use the link below.
And that makes it rain for me?
I think you actually earn... it's about 1p per sale.
There's a link below. I wouldn't bother clicking on it.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just want to end it then.
Just end there. You know I love everyday carries.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. I've gone for another one.
Okay.
This is one that super excites me.
Why is that?
It's a torch.
We've seen torches before.
It's a torch with a slogan.
I love a slogan.
I like a slogan.
What's the slogan?
This... will light up your way. That's the slogan. Light up your way.
Hold on. That can't be a slogan for a torch. It's like the most basic principle of what a torch should do.
Okay, let me give you the whole intro.
Okay.
Light up your way with Trustfire Mini 2S. See there, I did the whole slogan.
Yes.
Brand name, product name, all in one. The excitement's building. Let's drop down and take a look at the Mini 2S. From Trustfire. It's available in just black, no other colours listed, so I just went for black. It has an internal battery, a micro USB-C chargeable device with chargeable cable in the box, and you also get a manual in the box, and that's pretty much all there is to be talking about on the boxy stuff. But functions. Well, to turn it on, you can rotate it, and you get a two light level, which we can go over on the back wall in a moment and give you a better idea. Its maximum brightness is 220 lumens. And the throw, if you're a torch nerd, is 57 meters, which is pretty good for such a tiny device. It's fixed focus without any adjustment. And the bright light is thanks to a white LED. As a bonus, it's 1PX8. Water resistant, with a recommended retail price of £18, and you can find the best deal linked down below this very video.
Can I shine it on the back wall?
Shine on the back wall.
Full power.
Two stage lighting. So
keep low power.
Keep an eye on the wall. Low power. Low power on hand.
Low power is literally like you want to see what key you've got in your hand.
Yeah.
Do you ever?
In a dark room, that low power, and you've been sleeping for like 8 hours, open your eyes. Oh,
Well, I've got this thing when I get to my flat that I'm outside and I've got a whole bunch of keys for this place, keys for my car and all that.
Yeah.
And I've got like four different keys to get into the building and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly like looking into the street, like to find the correct key to get through the front door.
No more.
The low power would be perfect for that.
It's just enough.
You can't see on the back wall. We're under
Show
studio
it to
lights.
The camera. Show the low power. There you go. It's on.
Full power though. You just carry on turning it until it stops turning.
220 lumens.
We're under studio lights, so they're really bright lights above us, so it does diminish it somewhat. But
it's not really fair to the torch. I mean, what you really want is one of those full-on tech nerd channels where they go outside and show you in the darkness, but...
We're not that. We're the kind of channel that's more likely to do this.
I am your father.
Hello, Peter.
That's actually quite scary.
I'm here to frighten you.
It's working.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And I can confirm that once you look into the light, you can no longer see anything.
Oh, is it that bright? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we have a shout out to possibly the smallest torch we've seen yet?
What I like to do for that is the finger measure.
Yes.
This is less than the finger.
Less than half a finger.
There you go. Official.
I don't know what that is. 2 inches? For the American audience? 2 inches?
Do they do the inches?
Americans all about the inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be centimetres, metres, kilometres.
That's the rest of the world. That's the educated world.
Oh, they're still in the dark ages.
Yeah, yeah. Much like the UK.
Okay.
We're still... You know, trying to catch up to figure out.
But we still weigh things in stone as well. So they probably laugh at us.
They still weigh things in stone as well. They just don't they use pounds. Pounds and stone.
Oh.
It's Europe that uses kilograms.
Oh.
You know, the educated part of the
world. It's got very judgy all of a sudden.
I judge us all.
Yeah, so look, I found a bargain price for this, which is, what I'm here for. I find the cheap deal so you don't have to.
How much did you say it was?
Right, it's supposed to be, I'm going to double check because I was quite surprised. The full RRP is £18.
£18, okay. Right.
I found it below for an absolute steal. You're not even going to pay a pound.
What?
Not even going to pay a pound.
What?
No. Say a number. It's not a pound, it's not...
99p?
No, less than that.
90p?
Less than that.
80p?
I mean, would you expect to pay 80p for that?
It's made of steel.
It's ridiculous. It's got a battery inside. It's rechargeable.
I don't believe you.
Right. I found this for 77 pence. Now, I can drop a link below. Right. I don't get paid on this link, but I'll drop a link below to it because you've got to check it out. It might not be that price when you check it out.
Okay.
That's the only warning because it's an introductory deal by Torchfire.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough.
Trustfire.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. Trustfire.
The Mini 2S.
So how long it will stay at that price, I have no idea.
Oh, that's insane. Okay, so I'm sure that's a steel chassis.
Yeah.
It's definitely an alloy of some kind, isn't it? A metal alloy of some kind.
Definitely.
It's actually really well built. Like that.
The fact that you've got like that keyring attachment on the top there means it's going to be an everyday carry. You're going to put that on a set of keys.
When I undo it to charge it, you have to just go the opposite way to turning it on and it'll pop up like it's kind of spring loaded.
Tiny little charge port there.
And there is a waterproof gasket there as well, a little rubber O-ring.
There's the charge cable ready to go. I'm gonna whack it in now. Hold on. I'll come up here because I can't actually see it's that small. Make sure it's the right way around. Oh, there's moments where you go, where's my glasses? Yeah, so there you go. That's it.
Yeah, so what I was going to say.
Pull, there you go, it's out.
Thanks for showing people how to plug in a USB cable. It's riveting.
I'm just saying, it's not the easiest thing to see because it's quite small and it's black. I could only find it in black.
What I love is that
I thought I'd charge it.
You wanted to
show people to plug the cable in
and you couldn't plug the cable in.
I couldn't see it, to be honest.
Right, what I was trying to show them was that when you undo it to expose the charging point, there is a waterproof rubber gasket there, what we call an O-ring. There's a spare one in the box as well, if that perishes, which means there's an element of waterproofness to this as well, as it being a steel construction or an alloy construction. So it's also weatherproof. So it's weatherproof. It's a really bright LED for the money. It's got an internal battery, and it's less than a pound.
I mean, it's hard to give it any more airtime for its simplicity.
I can't believe you found something so cheap.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh.
It's incredible. I love it. Is that the end of the show?
Unfortunately, I haven't got anything else, but I'm going to be better.
Going to be better. Or going to
I'm going aim, to aim be for better.
Five. We're aiming for five.
I'm gonna aim for five. I'm going to try and make it happen. And then you've got the top five gadgets with five every time, and maybe that could be the top five.
It would make more sense, wouldn't it?
I just think
top five this week.
People are very judgy out there. You go top five gadgets, and you've only got four things, and they go, "Well, there's only four things." No, the show is in the pursuit of the top five gadgets.
Here we go.
So yeah. I can do one if I want. Stop judging.
You could do. We could do none if you want.
Yeah, yeah. How would you like those apples?
Just us sat here, just in silence as well.
Yeah. Today I've got nothing. Why have you got nothing? Gene in accounts.
AJ spent all the money.
Yeah. And you don't know how close we are to that.
I actually really enjoyed that show. There was a lot of selection.
Yeah, I think your stuff is going to be enjoyed more as I keep going cheap.
I don't know, right? This Trustfire Mini 2S torch, right, is so small that I'm totally in love with it.
It's genuinely true delight when a gadget actually satisfies everything.
I've got
so small enough to carry every day and not be an inconvenience.
On my key ring, I have a tiny Olight, but it takes a AAA battery.
Yeah.
And I use that for literally every day. I use that, just turn it on and off and like getting in and out of the house and the studio and stuff. But it's like twice the length of that. And this has got an internal rechargeable battery where that takes a AAA disposable battery.
Yeah.
So this is perfect for me. I'm really glad you bought me something else. Just keep buying me stuff. I wish I could do something back to you.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really liked some of the things that you picked up this week.
Yeah, you can.
Nixie light was...
There you go. You can have the lever gear cable kit.
Do you know what? If ever I upgrade my phone...
Yeah.
To one that takes a USB-C, that would be very handy.
Yeah, but your phone will come with a cable.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a key ring. So
there you go. That's it. If you got to the deep end with us and you're listening on Spotify or watching on Spotify, hi, this is our faces. Please do rate the show because it helps us out massively. And of course, there's only one option when you do that. 5 stars.
Why would you do any other?
No, I'd be mean to, wouldn't it?
I would really appreciate it if you did that. Especially since I've found devices that are next to nothing.
I can't believe you found a torch for less than a pound.
You're welcome.
If you're interested in any of today's products, they are linked below. And of course, when you do click on them, Pete earns some of the money back that he spent on the show. Not all of it, some of it.
Hopefully enough of it.
About a pound. That's been the best return so far.
So maybe don't waste your time clicking.
So this show is basically a journey on how quickly we can make Pete go bankrupt.
Stick around and find out. And until the next time.
We'll see you next time.
That will do.
Bye.